gather here hand in hand. Welcome to His Stories Broadcast with Pastors Gil Michelle and Kevin Michelin. Every person has a journey in this life, and God is indeed with us in our journey. In this broadcast, you will be encouraged as you hear others share stories of ways that God has worked in their lives. If you are having questions about God, or you know Jesus and like being encouraged and inspired, then we ask that you pay close attention to the program to hear stories of changed lives. In both church and the courtroom, we call these stories testimonies. So stay tuned with Kevin and Gil as we hear some incredible testimonies from inspiring witnesses. It's time to testify.
Well, it's so great to have you again here this morning. This is HisStoriesBroadcast.com, and so, again, we're just very pleased that you're here. We have a special guest. I know him by Pastor Jorge, but before we get to him, if we could go ahead and give an offering of praise up to the Lord, and then we will be able to hear our guest this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, I just give you praise. Lord, we give you honor. Thank you, Lord, that you have created this world, that you have knit us in our mother's womb. Lord God, that you are holy and just, and you are also, we can call you Daddy. What a great God that we serve. And so, Lord, I'm so grateful as well of having my brother, Pastor Jorge, and just having a friend here this morning as well. I'm thankful for Gil and for his love for you as well. Lord, may we bless you as the next few moments run by. And we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, Kevin. And thank you, Pastor Jorge, for being here this morning. You've already heard his name a couple times already. It's Pastor Jorge Carpintero. He's the pastor. Oh, thank you. I did all right.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the pastor of Vida Nueva Church here in South Bend, Indiana. And we're just excited to hear his story and his
absolutely.
Testimony. You know, we say it every single week. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So over these next few minutes, if you know someone, encourage them to come to the radio, listen to the broadcast, send over a link to the podcast, and let them know that a powerful testimony is on its way. So without further ado, Pastor Jorge Carpintero.
I'm glad you're doing that, Gil.
Yeah, thank you. I'm practicing my Spanish. Yeah, but yeah, thank you for being here today. And why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and the listening audience as well?
Okay, this is the story of some part of my life, and I'm very thank you for your invitation. And as you said, Pastor Kevin, the stories of the life. There's the stories of the power of God. God has power. To do single lives, powerful lives.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's not for us, it's not for the power in us, it's for the love of God and the power of the Lord.
Absolutely. Amen.
In our hearts. So, as I told you, I am the third generation of Christians in my family. When my grandparents, they decided to give their lives to the Lord, the story of the family was completely different. We have a background in Mexico, in the city of Puebla, Mexico. And my grandparents, they went in the traditional religion in Mexico, and surrounded by violence, alcohol, all kind of things, incorrect things in their lives. But when my dad was 8 years old and my uncle Luis 9 years old, and they went to the church, this church in Mexico, and for the love of one person, an American missionary, this lady, this lady, they invited these kids with no shoes, with not well dressed, and they invited to the church, the Sunday school. She invited and she told us, "Hey, come on, we have some cookies and milk for you." and they decide they were hungry kids, and they decide to come to the church. And they this church present them the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
She was very excited, and they come to the house, and they forgot to go to that jar of.
Well, yeah. Well, that's I was going to interrupt you. It's like, come on, you got to tell the whole story.
Yeah, they went every Sunday. My grandparents send them to buy a jar of pulque. This is an alcoholic, a traditional alcoholic beverage in Mexico.
And so that's similar to what? What is that?
Yeah, it's the pulque comes from the cactus, the maguey.
Oh, okay.
It's nasty.
I don't know. You're drinking something.
Juice. Yeah, yeah, it's cactus juice. I don't know how the people like that. It's an alcoholic beverage for the poor people, basically, in Mexico.
Okay.
It's not like the tequila. The tequila is so expensive.
Okay. It's like old English.
Yeah, pulque is the worst. It's for the poor people.
Okay.
So they went with the jar of pulque, and when they come to the church, they left the jar of pulque in the lobby of the church.
Mm.
And when they finished the Sunday school, they were so excited. They have a Christ in their hearts.
Mm.
So they run to the house and say, "Hey, Ma, hey, Pa, we found Jesus Christ in our heart now."
Yeah.
And they went, "Where's the pulque?" And my dad and my uncle, they say that day, they have a pow-pow from my grandparents, but they went to the church. They invited, and they went to the church. And my grandparents, they gave their lives to Christ.
Amen.
And they start this story because the story in the Lord, our histories, is that the Lord can change our lives.
Yes. Yeah.
They change the destination of our lives.
Oh,
The destination of the life of my grandparents was nothing. Just survive.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found a purpose in their lives, and my grandmother, she was a very, very supporter.
Okay.
In the Church of God.
Great.
Missionaries, pastors, everybody come to the house.
Mm.
She fed the pastors. She has in their houses.
Mm-hmm.
They have a pastors, missionaries, everybody who was involved in the Word of God.
Yeah. What
so,
a change!
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's a big change. So when my father knew my mother in the church, in the youth group.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was studying for nurse, and the nurse for nursing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Though, but
nurse in America.
Yeah, she's studying to be a nurse.
So they met in the youth group in the church.
Okay,
so they get married and. We are nine brothers and sisters, and everybody are involved in the ministry.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
So, can you tell us a little bit then about because your grandfather that you said was a story there that took place with him?
The father of my mom,
because of his faith.
Yeah, my mom's father, Pastor Samuel Garcia. Pastor Samuel Garcia. He was a pastor in the city of Oaxaca, in the state of Oaxaca, in a small town called Tlacochahuaya. Say it.
I am not going to attempt to say that name.
Okay.
That sounded like tongues.
Yeah. this is a small town in the state of Oaxaca.
I can say Oaxaca.
Oaxaca. Tlacochahuaya. It's a small town, very, very poor. Poor city, small villages in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And we are talking about in the 1930, 1935, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
He was a pastor, and he was a missionary with another American missionary. And they were working with the people in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And they were working with a woman. They install a mill for the the corn.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because the woman in that time, they need to mill the corn
right
by hand.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So he brought brought the meal, and he went to improve the life of the people in
right.
the village.
Right.
He was very, very, he was working very good with the people. But the religious people in the town, mm-hmm. they were jealous mm-hmm. because they were, he has a lot of people with them.
Yeah, they're following.
He built the temple, mm-hmm. the sanctuary and the religious people was very, very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, the persecution for the Christians was very, very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Actually, right now, still.
Is it really?
Still. Not so hard, but uh-huh. still yeah. persecution for the Christians. So these people went very, very mad, upset, and they killed my grandfather, and seven brothers more of the church.
Really?
Yeah, in that time, okay. seven or eight people were killed.
Martyred.
That night, murdered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
in that time. And my grandma, they need to run away mm-hmm. with my mother
sure.
to the city of Mexico. So my mother grew up like an orphan,
mm-hmm.
like an orphan. And but she's yeah. still keeping her faith. Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah, she right now is living in Phoenix, Arizona. She's 90 years old.
Okay,
and every Wednesday when I talk with her. She encouraged me to
keep going on in the faith.
Keep on with, nice. The, with yeah. the church.
You know, yeah.
What are you doing with the church?
It's yeah. incredible sometimes when I hear, you know, it's funny, we were talking about this story beforehand. And sometimes in the natural, I think the way you put it was, if there's anyone who had an excuse mm-hmm. not to serve the
yeah,
Lord,
yeah.
she would have an excuse.
Yes.
And when you see someone who's dear to you, your father, who's working and laboring in the Lord, mm-hmm. to be murdered for doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I always wonder how some people, they go through certain tragedies and they decide, some people decide, I'm not serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then some people, it almost strengthens their faith even more so to say, you know what, I'm digging my heels in and I'm going to serve the Lord even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And so to hear now that you and your, you know, nine brothers and are all and siblings are serving the Lord. I have to yeah. think mm-hmm. that your mom's faith, mm-hmm. her resilience mm-hmm. in the Lord, is a major part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think the difference is when you know God.
Yeah.
Mm.
So when you know who is God and what is the real love of God in your life, further and beyond your circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
And what happened in your life. We have the example of Job in the Bible.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of examples. Sure. Paul.
Sure.
Paul. The circumstances of Paul was right. horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time imprisoned with chains.
Literally in chains.
Beatings and shipwrecks. Yeah,
so he has a lot of excuses to say, no, I don't want nothing.
Right.
That's enough for me.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's still working. Mm-hmm. The difference is when you know the Lord.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they have been heard from God,
uh-huh.
but they don't know God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
When you know God, you understand that it's not your circumstances, it's not your situation, it's not the natural world,
mm-hmm.
but it's the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the difference. When you have the people that... When you know God,
yeah.
the word of God, that's the difference
in
the people. Most of the people, they think about God like Aladdin.
Aladdin?
yeah.
A genie.
Just give me my stuff.
They are only, hey, Lord, give me. But when the circumstances are different, they forget.
They forget about who God is. Yeah.
Becomes, what I've been really studying lately is, mm-hmm. and just a having this word come to me, and that's, what is my identity?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is my identity?
Who am I?
Yeah, who am I really?
Mm-hmm.
Am I really a son of the living King?
Mm-hmm.
Am I? Do I really put myself in that kind of category
mm-hmm.
that says, okay, I belong mm-hmm. to Christ,
mm-hmm.
and all these other things, they may be great But they're simple. They are blessings of the Lord, and they can be given to me, mm-hmm. but they can also be taken mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And I have to thank Him. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances, mm-hmm. and it doesn't just say, "Well, just pick and choose," mm-hmm. you know. But it does in all things. Mm-hmm. And so I have to then look at what is my day. And I can see that with your mm-hmm. Your mother, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a learning experience mm-hmm. as well. But to be able to have that peace mm-hmm. and to be able to say, okay, the world is collapsing around me. Mm-hmm. It makes absolutely no sense to me, but God, it makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. And my identity is in Jesus Christ.
Right. Yes. And that's my emphasis in the church right now, in the Christians, for the people who is here in this program. We need to know God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of the people come to the churches and, hey, somebody can fix my marriage. Somebody mm-hmm. can fix my boy. No. Yeah. We are not fixing. This is not a garage.
This is not a garage. No. I'll have to remember that line. That's good.
We are not going to fix nothing. We are going to give you the opportunity mm-hmm. to know the God and your spiritual life and your eternal life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a consequence and a response of that, God can heal your marriage.
Yes.
God can fix the problems in your home. Mm-hmm. God can give a new life, a new opportunity in your life for your kids, mm-hmm. for your teenagers, for your youth, persons in your house. So,
but first things first.
But the first thing is your spiritual life.
Yeah.
Know God. And know what is your spiritual situation.
Right.
And we need to start to think in base of the eternity, mm-hmm. not immediately.
Right.
Mm. Because all the people, hey, I want to answers right now. No.
Yeah.
No, you need to answer, what are you going to do in eternity?
Right.
Mm. What are you going to be in the eternity?
Yeah.
And then after that, God
can fix it.
The Lord can fix everything is wrong in our lives.
Amen.
I think if we can, as a Christians, to put emphasis in our people, that the first thing is Matthew 6:33. Mm-hmm. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah. And that's His righteousness.
Key. That's the key. Yeah. It's the kingdom of God, the righteousness. And then everything
will be added.
Yeah,
it's going to be added.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm,
that's really
good. Pastor Jorge, you are a pastor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell us, how did you get to this place? How did you get to the place? A pastor from Mexico is now in South Bend, Indiana, pastoring a church. Tell us that journey a little bit.
It's cold up here. What are you doing, man?
I never thought in my life to be a pastor. Yeah. First of all, I was I saw the life of the pastors mm-hmm. around my life, and I said when I was young, no way, I don't want to live this way. My older sisters, they were married with pastors, and I saw all the problems in the churches, and I go, no, mm-hmm. this is not for me. Yeah. But as I told you, when I found a different way to know Jesus, the Holy Spirit in my life, mm-hmm. and the new movement from the praise and worship, and I discovered that there was different things in more things that in the traditional church. Mm-hmm. So I came back to my church and I talked with my pastor, and he told me, start with the youth people if you want these new experiences with them. Mm. So the situation was the reunion, the service from the youth people uh-huh. start to grow up.
Okay.
And in a few months, we have more people in the youth group, in the service of the youth group, than the regular service in the church.
Wow.
So there was a big problem in the church.
So you started with a handful of youth.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Anyway, in your living room and.
And then because in that time we have two services.
Okay.
The first service was for the adult people.
And then the second
and
for the youth.
The second service was for the youth people.
Okay.
And the youth service outgrew the adult service. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So the pastor gave me the second service, mm-hmm. and there was 10 people only in the church.
Okay.
And you can do here with these people. Okay. And we start. In 3-4 months, we have almost 150 people in the in that service.
That's amazing.
More people than the first service,
yeah. Right.
The yeah. traditional service. Mm-hmm. So the elders in the church.
That's exciting. You know, it really is. I just wanted to, you know, throw that out. That's pretty exciting. So I'll let you go. Sorry.
And in the first service,
yeah.
I was the music director, the hymns director. So it was my tie, my jacket. And
okay.
And then the second service, I get my tie and I take my guitar and I start with a projector, new songs.
Okay.
And when the elders in the church saw this happen, and the people was clapping and jumping and. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you doing?
So there was something, and the pastor told me, "Hey, if you want, it's better that you start a new church, different place from here."
Yeah.
So diplomatically,
get out.
Yeah, get out. Well, that's a shame, but you know, God was served.
Yeah,
obviously,
and suddenly. I found myself with my family and 8-10 youth people with me, and we start the church.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2 years more or less, we are around 400 people in the church.
Wow.
And I don't know how I become a pastor. when I realize...
Oh, wait a minute, I'm pastoring the church here. How did I get tricked into this?
That's awesome.
And then in 1995, my brother in California, he invited me to help him with the music school he has.
Okay.
And I left my co-pastor, my pastor assistant in Mexico, in charge of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the United States. Mm-hmm. So when I was here, I joined with the Church of God with my friend.
Okay.
And start some different churches in California. And then I started in the publishing house in Spanish for the Church of God in Tennessee.
Nice.
And then in the coordinating events in Texas.
Okay.
And when we are working in Texas is when this friend, Guti Martinez from Mexicali, he has the church here in South Bend.
Okay.
And they were with some problems, and the pastor left. And there are only 40 people, I think.
Yeah, it was right. 35, 40. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he called my boss in San Antonio, Texas, and he told him, I need a pastor for Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And then my boss come and he told me, hey, Goody needs a pastor in Indiana. And what? So.
What are you telling me for?
Yeah.
The thing here is my boss told me, I need you to go and inspect the church.
Mm.
Tell me what is the situation in the church, and we can take a decision.
Yeah.
He never told me, go to Indiana.
Right. Inspect it. Yeah.
So I came to just to take a look at what is the situation.
Mm-hmm.
If he was coming in for the church to take this church under our organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I came and there was a meeting, a dinner with these people, and they invited me. We need a pastor.
Yeah.
And you are the pastor.
Oh, boy.
No, I am not the pastor. I came to
inspect.
Take a look, just to inspect the church. But in that moment, in the hotel that night, my wife told me, I think the Lord needs you here in South Bend. And I told my wife, are you ready to move from San Antonio to Indiana?
Yeah, right.
If the Lord is calling us, Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that night I called my boss and I told him, hey, I am the new pastor of the church.
What?
You are my events coordinator here in the region. So
wow.
And I told him, well, we think that
God
needs you. Needs us in South Bay.
Amen.
So we get back to San Antonio to talk with him, and he goes, okay, if you feel this from God, go ahead.
Amen. Yeah.
And we move.
And it was called Sadie's. Now, and I'm horrible in Spanish. I took German in high school, so that tells you about, you know, that a lot of good that's done me. But you renamed the church, and what's the name of the church?
The name was Sadie's.
Yeah, it was Sadie's.
Sadie's.
Yeah,
Sadie's is a name on a city of refuge city in
okay.
the church.
Okay, and then your name now is
Vida Nueva.
Vida Nueva.
New life.
Vida
Nueva.
New life. New life. Yeah.
Vida Nueva. So, yeah. That was the name of the church in Puebla as well. So that's
okay.
Well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I was just it's one frustrating thing about the show. It only lasts 30 minutes, and so because you know it's trying to encapsulate a whole life into 30 minutes, it's impossible.
I know.
But the one thing I keep hearing is faithful. Throughout the whole, whether it's your grandparents or your you know your mom and dad, it is being faithful to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I've known you now for a couple of years, and that's the thing that I keep hearing. You know, from you and from your lips, I'll never forget that we were at a something called Pure Assembly at the baseball stadium, and you had that place rocking. I mean, it was just it was just beautiful, and the Lord showed up, and that's what made it really fun and exciting. And so I appreciate you. I appreciate your heart, and appreciate what you're doing for the Latino community in the city of South Bend and Indiana, across the whole country as well through your efforts. But if it's possible, I do want to just kind of plug one thing. Is we've got something new with our broadcast, and that's we have a Facebook page. You're more than welcome to a shameless plug here, but it's His Stories and then Radio, I believe, right?
Broadcast.
It is a His Stories broadcast. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you can look us up, give us a like, and then also just simply.
Send us a note.
We'd love
to. Word of encouragement.
Yeah, and we've gotten several of those this last week since it's been up, and so we'd love to be able to hear from you as well.
Absolutely.
Pastor Jorge, I really appreciate you.
Thank
a
you,
lot.
David. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And the life of everyone has opportunity to change.
Yes.
God has a purpose for every life if we decide to listen.
Amen.
To listen to the voice of the Lord.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much.
Well, I think it's a good way to, I was just going to ask, any parting words, Pastor Jorge? And just like a good pastor, he just filled it right in. Well, Father, we just thank you for Pastor Jorge and his life and just the legacy of generations of serving God. Lord, it's sometimes his grandparents came to the Lord from an American missionary serving milk and cookies.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes we think what we do is insignificant, but nothing we do for the Lord goes to waste. So, Lord, I pray for each and every one that is out there who's listening to this podcast, Lord, let this be a reminder that you can change the destination of a life, even generations, by serving the Lord and by giving your life to him. And so, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise.
Amen.
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 Thank you for listening to His Stories Broadcast. We hope that you take a moment to look at us online for more encouraging stories of God transforming lives. We would also like to hear your stories, so drop us a line at historiesbroadcast.com. That's historiesbroadcast.com to add your part to the story God is telling.